This week in Adar isn't always Adar.
I don't know. We killed all the babies except for one.
Just one more to go and then we will be safe.
And no, we cannot kill my bambino.
Antonio, I told you.
Still have some of that mead left, by the way, in the cupboard. I have. Ooh. Yeah, no, I'm joking. We're not gonna go there, are we? Are we?
No.
Are we?
No.
Or are we? We don't know. You don't know.
I just saw it when I opened the cabinet door. I was like, what's this? Oh yeah.
Sweden rolls once again, and do you know what?
No.
Tonight, I don't know. You don't know, but there might be actually a season finale tonight. We don't know. You don't know. It all depends on how fast it goes. How effective you are.
Yeah.
So probably not.
No.
What? Well, we can just blame the cold weather. It's a snow.
It's snowing.
Yeah. It's snowing here. We have the first snow in Stockholm for this winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, it's the third snow because it snowed twice before this year. But maybe you don't recall. But I don't recall.
Even
only out in
bow.
The sticks.
Oh yeah. In the burbs.
In the burbs.
Yeah,
burbs.
We had our first snow last week.
In the boobs.
Yeah. But it's lovely though.
That must be uncomfortable.
What?
To get snow on your boobs.
Where did that was a on your curve
boobs?
Ball?
Wow. Or on your boobs?
Yeah, you said burbs, and I just went slightly.
Oh
slightly
yes, you did.
To the side of that.
Wow,
yeah, you
bar.
Did.
Nope, I'm ready here.
We don't. You don't usually expose that part of your body when you're when it's
well,
snowing.
Sometimes you do.
And oh well, speak for yourself.
Well, if you're in a party dress and you go outside on the balcony to join the people that are talking, you know,
sure.
Maybe then let's change the subject. Yay!
Snow angels.
We're playing Coriolis.
Yes.
Oops, little technical difficulty there. We just had to change a mic. Sorry about that.
Glitch!
So, let's move on, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're playing Coriolis, and you are on the crescendo.
Yeah, finally.
Trying to reclaim it.
Yeah.
Reboot, reclaim, everything.
React.
You have Clive with you. Clive is permanently reinstalled
Yay.
Now.
Yeah.
No more Ellen.
Oh, she goodness.
Wasn't.
Oh, by the icons.
I liked her.
Thanks,
I liked her.
I didn't like her. Mm.
She was a swell gal. But and you're standing right outside the bridge.
Mm. Yeah, we are.
And there are three people in there.
Mm-hmm.
One or two are probably just
nerds.
As far as I'm said.
Oh, one would hope so.
They're just nerds. We can take them. I think he said something like that.
It's his inner bully coming out.
So that's where we are. And you're ready. We have a captain with two broken kneecaps.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I almost forgot.
Effie is there, but Jacob is not here. Mm-hmm. So if you want Effie to do something, you need to tell me. All right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, shall we see if you can indeed take back the ship that you have, which is yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And start a space adventure.
Yep.
Yep.
You're standing just outside the door to the bridge of the crescendo. And paint me the picture, please, in detail, exactly. Who's standing up? Who's sitting down? Who's lying down? What are you holding in your hands? Where are you positioned? Like, give me all of that. Sweet details.
sounded almost
sensual.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
like, yeah.
Oh my goodness, where this is.
Show me your positions. Show me your positions.
Very nice.
Why am I not shocked that you went there?
All of you three.
Something about your sensual voice, GM. Mm-hmm. However, can I begin?
Yeah,
sure.
I just have to ask, though, can you walk, Captain?
No,
she can't even stand.
You can't even stand.
I'm being dragged between you and, I think...
Effie. Right. So can we say then that Effie is, like, propping you up or something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, you know... So that I can shoot.
Yeah, so you can shoot and so Effie can wield his Dura axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. If that's the case, I think Fartson will be... He'll be kneeling by the door with this accelerator carbine trained on the door. Mm-hmm. Extremely. He's concentrated. He's not moving a muscle. Mm-hmm. A single bead of sweat is collecting, running down his forehead.
Mm. Sweet.
That's it.
Stop destroying it.
What?
Not you. Him.
No.
Hey, I was immersed in the scene.
Yeah, you were.
A bead of sweat.
I pictured the bead of sweat.
Okay. Enough about the bead of sweat, okay? So he's... Fartson is checking, just, you know, shooting a glance at his companion, seeing if they are ready.
What is Sara doing?
She's in the background. She has a smaller Vulcan pistol with her, and she is just a little bit... She's not that happy about, combat. But she's standing ready, as ready as she can be.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I
missed something.
I'm not trying.
My goodness.
Wait, this is just
kindergarten.
I didn't say anything wrong for once.
We could start another kind of pod if you want.
Is that what you wanted, D? And he's like, tell me more.
Look.
And the captain is propped down. Where do you want Effie? What do you want Effie to do? And what's your plan?
I mean, Captain. I think we're... Captain.
Yes, Fazan.
Can you shoot?
Well, I can... again, at this point, just try to take out the Vulcan while hanging on with the other hand on Effie. Even though she's in absolute excruciating pain, she's completely pale and feels a bit... feels sick to the bone. Yes, I'll try to keep my hand on my Vulcan and I will shoot if I have to.
That will have to do. Sara, can
you... So Effie will only hold up the captain. Effie will not be taking part in the combat.
Well, we sure need him, so I think it's a good idea if he at least has one hand free.
I agree. Me, the player, agrees. Yeah.
Good.
So, and Fartson says...
he's a melee fighter.
Yeah. Good, so then, Captain, maybe if you can...
I'll crouch down here on the floor. Good luck.
Fartson? No, that's me. Oh, I'm so confused. This must be the blood loss.
Yes.
Effie, are you ready to charge in?
Do you want me to charge in?
Cause some havoc, and we will shoot them.
Cause havoc, okay.
Sara, can you cause a distraction? Can you make something happen on the bridge?
Like what?
I don't know, something with... create some distraction electronically. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know what to do, but sure, I'll try to do something. Okay.
Can you not sidetrack it and have other images appear on their screens? Just something that will distract them that they need to fix a technical problem.
I'll see what I can do.
I can be of help there also, I think.
Thank you, Clive.
I can make all the red lights start flaring at the same time.
Sounds good.
Yes. That sounds like a good distraction.
Let's kick these MFers off our ship.
Oh, I've missed you, Clive.
Me too, actually.
I think the word you're looking for is motherfuckers. But sure, yeah. Let's do that. Yay.
Yay. Go, team.
Good luck, everyone.
Good luck, team.
If you'll allow it, Captain, on my count, we open the door.
You have my permission.
What is the count?
I would count backwards from five.
Okay. And I open the door on zero.
Yes.
Affirmative. Is that also when I start flaring the red lights in the bridge?
You will start flaring the red lights when I come to number two.
Two red lights, zero, open the door.
Yes.
It's very advanced.
Affirmative.
Yes, this is an advanced plan.
It is.
I'm a trained tactician from the army.
Strategy, strategy, strategy.
Well, let's see. Right, everybody ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Five. Four.
Ready.
Three. Two. One. Zero.
The door opens, and you see all the lights on all the displays are just flaring left and right. It's chaos in there. And the three people inside are all at, like, standing in front of the flaring lights and pushing buttons and pulling levers and being very confused. You may act. You can have a surprise round. Thanks to your brilliant, tactically perfected battle plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should we? So no initiative or anything. We'll just
not
fire
not just
away.
Yet.
Okay.
So Effie just charges in, wielding his Durax.
Perfect.
Then going for the closest one.
And we close the door behind him and we leave.
No.
Good luck, Effie.
Then we will perish with him.
Protect you.
So I should roll for Effie, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want him to pray to the icons? He got one success.
He loves doing that, so why not?
Yes.
I have 0 doctor's points, so I will get my first one. He's going for the one who has seems to be the leader. You can see that, Farsan.
Yeah.
And 2 successes, so he can buy a crit with that. He will. Dislocated shoulder.
Ay-ay-ay.
Is that all he gets?
Painful.
Oh, no, he gets the 3 points of damage from the Durax as well.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, but he'll be stunned the next round and can't do anything else. Yeah. Farzan, do you want to shoot?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go.
Taking aim for the nerds then, I suppose. The only ones left.
Yeah, shoot them, nerds.
They all have glasses and anoraks.
Taped. Tape in the middle.
Oh. Yeah.
Get to roll.
I love anoraks.
Pen holders in there.
That's a shirt, huh?
In their pocket.
Hey! Isn't what do you have against nerds?
Nothing. I'm a nerd myself.
I'm too. Married to a nerd.
We're all nerds.
And I'm a nerd. Yeah.
You can't hate on them in game, right?
Woo. Isn't that true? You can hate on your. If you belong to the.
Yeah.
Certain, like, type, you can.
Yeah, you're creating self-criticism. Jokes about, you know,
yeah,
certain.
Yeah, yeah. So it does.
Yeah.
It's an established fact. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one success. I'm going to. Oh, it's a carbine. I mean, I should probably. You only have
carbine.
1 darkness point, right?
I have 1, yeah.
What? How are they armed, the nerds?
Not at all.
Pencils?
Really?
Yeah.
Then I don't have to. One success is enough. That's 3 damage.
3 damage to one of the nerds.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the nerds.
Why?
Oh,
there's candy called nerds.
Yeah.
I never tasted it, but it seems to be a good.
What does Peppa Pig do? Sarah al Peppa.
Yes. Well, she when the doors are opening, she says, "No." And she runs away because she is shocked by, I mean, she's never been this close to combat before and it scares the living shit out of her. So she just says, no. And she turns around and runs back in again, away from the chaos.
How does Evgena react to that?
Evgena just looks at her because she rushes past her, almost jumps over her and she just shakes her head and says, I knew it. I knew she wasn't to be trusted.
So now it's time to roll for initiative.
Oh, finally.
Finally.
I rolled a 6 for the other people. And a 3 for Effie.
4.
2.
4.
The leader who was stunned by Effie just stands there in shock, just gaping at this former college graviton ball hero and just... And the two nerds look up at you and they throw themselves on their knees and they're just like, we surrender. Please don't shoot us. Please don't kill us. Please don't kill us. Please don't shoot us. We haven't done anything.
Well, I already did, technically, shoot one of them, but... Well, well.
We'll don't see. Shoot us anymore.
Okay.
Please stop shooting at us. We surrender to your mercy.
Right, so it's our turn again.
Yep.
Okay.
And who's top of the order? It's I'm Sarah two. Is running.
Yeah.
And I'm had four.
Well, and that's you then.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. The leader, does he seem like he's, you know, going for a gun or is
he's
he also
just shocked, he's stunned, so he's not going for anything just now.
Right. What arm does he have a weapon?
He has a Vulcan pistol in his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And some kind of, like, electrical baton.
Okay, right. Well. So, Farsan glances towards Evgena. What do you say? Should we take them captive?
I think that's a good idea. They don't seem to be carrying any arms, and they seem to surrender. Yes, let's take them hostage.
Okay, so Farsan moves forward into the room. His rifle... still trained on the leader, pointing at him, down on your knees, down on your knees now.
And Effie raises his Durax and says, "Yes, down on your knees." And he goes down on his knees. Don't kill us, please. Okay.
Effie, remove his gun.
Yes, he takes his gun, the baton.
Good.
Let's take them down to the prison cells, if we have any on this ship.
Do you have any on your ship? Does it say prison cells as one of the modules on your ship?
I don't think that's a technical term for it, but like...
We do have a good
there
place.
There must be some sort of a...
We did, you know, that...
A small dungeon?
What, you know, the madam something. With the whip...
Yeah, we
locked her in somewhere.
Yeah, maybe exactly.
They locked her in one of the cabins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We
yes.
have cabins.
Let's take them
so
to the cabins.
It sounds
then.
So cozy, though.
Yeah.
Like a cabin.
No, we'll take the lowest standing
cabins.
Are we
not throwing these bastards into space?
No, we still want to get some information from them. We need to know what they know.
They uninstalled me. I could have died.
I understand that, but first we need to. We need to ask them for some information, Clive.
And then we throw them into vacuum, right?
Possibly.
Yeah, the captives do not... they do not take this lightly. They start shivering. No, 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 you can't do that! No, no, please, no, no, no.
Well, the more you cooperate with us, the more information you give us, the better the outcome will be.
We will tell you everything we know, but we don't know anything.
I'll be the judge of that.
They just told us, like, they went up, took the ship, and then they just posted me and these two guys here and said, like, okay, you're in charge.
Who were they?
I mean, the commanders down in the station.
And what exactly did they tell you to do?
Yeah, just stay here and watch the ship and watch the prisoner.
You were intending to flee with the ship.
We?
Yes.
When you came at us and said, yeah, it's our ship, we're coming back for it.
And where did they tell you to take the ship? Where were you heading?
No, we were just heading away.
Away where?
We don't know. It's like the station got attacked and you came at us and we were just like, hey, we're
they
let's
must have
get
given
out of
you
here.
Coordinates.
No, we didn't have contact with the station when we left. We left because you came after us.
Right. Now, at this Volkswagen point, I'd like to interject that I have a talent called... it's called... Let me just check what it's called. Just, you know, just to make sure... It's
truth seekers.
I need to.
Yeah, that's our group talent.
No, I have a new talent.
Yeah, we could use it.
Listen here. I have a new talent. It's called judge of character. I can tell if a person is lying
excellent.
Or not.
How sweet is that?
If they speak for a minute or something. Yeah. I can't tell the details, but I can tell for sure if they lie or not.
And you want to spend a donkey's point on this?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, what? Let's live dangerously.
Mm-hmm. Whee!
He is definitely telling the truth.
Right. Captain, I believe this man does not know anything.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically nobodies.
I agree. They are nobodies.
The GM hasn't even given us any names.
The GM hasn't... Wait, where did that voice come from? That is... Well, no matter. Maybe, Captain, maybe we can get some leverage out of them anyway. Use them for bargaining or as hostages.
Let's take them to the cabins and then we'll see what to do with them later. We need to make plans.
But you'll give us food, right? I mean, you gave food to your guy.
Which guy?
Which one?
You're that servant guy, Hosni.
Hosni is still alive then?
Yeah, he's here. Yeah. They said they were going to take him down tomorrow. But then all this happened.
Well, let's just take them to the cells, shall we, Farzan? And we can see what we will do and how we can use them later.
Yes.
Effie, help me out.
And then you'll let us go, right? Not set us into space.
We will decide later.
Because we don't know shit. We literally have no information to give you.
We are aware of that fact.
We're...
But your lives are ours to use and abuse as we see fit.
Oh, please don't abuse.
Get a move on, says Evgena. Dogs.
Yes, Captain.
Animals.
I agree. Four-legged vermin. No, two-legged vermin.
Worms.
That's good, Clyde. Good one.
Have a pig laugh.
Thank you, Farzan.
Is Sarah back, by the way?
Al-Peppa. Should I stop her?
Is she still running?
No,
She'll get lost on the ship.
No, she's stopped, and she's on her way back, but she wants to make sure that everything is peace and quiet. That's all
she says. Shall she be added to the crew roster?
For now. If we don't, she will not get through the doors, right?
Temporary access to Zara Al-Peppa granted.
Damn.
If you agree, of course, Captain.
I'm not quite sure about this one. She doesn't seem to be part of our mission, and I don't know where her loyalties lie, really. But I suppose we only have one choice, and that is to trust her for the time being or get rid of her, so yes.
How about this? Clive, you keep... Are you here, Sarah? You're not here yet. Okay, good. Just checking here with Annalie.
Annalie's shaking her head.
How about this, Captain? Let's have Clive keep an extra camera on her. At all times.
Absolutely. Clive.
Could you do that?
I will look at her every single second of the day and night.
Fantastic.
Ew.
Can you report if she does something strange?
Any suspicion you have. I mean, any.
Very well then. She has a tabula. Very advanced one.
That would be great.
Should I try to gain access to it?
Absolutely. As much information as you can get from that tablet, the better.
Very well then.
Thank you, Clive.
My pleasure, Captain. And may I say, it is good to have you all back on the ship again.
Likewise, Clive. Likewise.
Yes. Likewise. Now, march on, vermin. We push the pirates out of the room towards an empty cabin where we cram them in, toss them some food bars, and then close the door, maybe.
Yes.
No kawa for
you. Lock them up hard. Lock them up. Okay. Have we regained the ship now?
Yes, you have reclaimed the crescendo. Ship is yours. And the GM is making some random rolls. No, not random rolls here, some hidden rolls.
Just some random rolls.
As you're returning, Peppa, you notice there is some kind of... Yeah. As you return to the others, your tabula beeps. And you notice
but
that...
But hey, she had that with her.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, good.
And that's why I noticed when it starts beeping.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And you get a notification that there has been an intrusion attempt, but it has been averted.
Yeah, of course, because she has firewalls.
Yeah.
She's got Norton antivirus.
Yes, of them. Like, all of them.
Yeah.
And she says, no, you don't.
unable to access Sara's tabula.
Damn, have you tried everything?
I tried my best, believe me.
But she's a competent data.
Yeah, she's a sly one, that one.
Thingy spider. But how about, you know, manual surveillance? Isn't that a good thing?
So yes, I will have cameras on her at all times.
Yeah, if you see her trying to hack into something or whatever they do, those data junkies.
I will make sure to see to that all our computer tech thingy is up to speed.
Tech thingy, that sounds very assuring.
Yes.
And the cameras, they are. She can see that they are like turning as she's walking across the rooms. She can see that they are following her.
So I don't know. Yeah, you can make an observation roll for it, but you're not searching actively. So
no, not searching, I'll just need, noticing.
Yeah. That so I'll need two successes for you to notice this because you're not even looking for it. So observation, please.
One success.
Yeah, not enough. You do not notice.
Can I pray?
No, we can't pray because you're not noting. You don't know that you're looking for this.
Okay.
This was just a roll to see if you happen to see it. So no, you don't know that you're being followed.
Okay.
By the cameras.
Too bad.
Too bad. Live with it.
I am. I try.
You come back to the rest of the crew as they are locking the three captives into one of the cabins.
Sara, welcome back.
Thank you.
Where did you run off to?
I had something really important to do, so I had to go.
In the middle of an attack?
I needed to go to the little girl's room, okay?
Wow. Again, it's just shaking her head, looking in disbelief at Sara.
Farsan also just gives her a steely look. Doesn't say anything.
So, next step. How's the ship doing, Clive?
Ship is in tip-top shape, Captain.
Wonderful news. Well, I don't know about you, but I would need some medical treatment, some sort of healing, because it's really hurting my kneecaps. Anyone?
Well,
anyone, what?
Let's get us all down to the med lab. I think med bay is the tech. Yes.
Well, it's important to say the right thing, or else we could end up at the wrong place. It happened to me quite
sometimes. Yeah, come on, Captain, Effie says. I'm somewhat trained in medicurgy, and I can... Yeah.
I think you can all tell that Farsan is also somewhat pale. Pale of face.
Yeah, come, you also, Farsan, and I also need... We all need it.
I don't need it.
Well, we need it. Well, we who are the crew who don't run away when there's a fight.
I walked away, and... I can follow you down to the... I don't want to be alone.
Next time, if you need to go pee-pee in the middle of a fight, piss your pants and join the fray, okay?
Sure.
Oh, it's really hurting. Let's go quickly.
Okay. Mm.
You're going to the medbay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Need some healing.
Yeah. Let me roll for some healing from Effie. Or does anyone else want to go? He has 6 dice.
Yeah, I can assist. I have the 1 in medicurgy.
I have 1 in medicurgy, but I suppose I can't. Can I? No.
Not on yourself, no. But it's still a lot of dice. Because there are a lot of bonus dice from the medbay. From the medbay. Maybe someone else wants to roll for... I think you'll want to give me a doctor's point because he didn't get a single success from a lot of dice.
Are you really supposed to roll these and get like tons of darkness points?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Oh. I'm rolling for Effie. Do you want to roll for Effie?
Yeah.
Okay, you roll for Effie then. But I rolled the first one, so you rolled the second one only.
What does that mean? So how many dice?
10.
10, wow. Okay, I'm rolling for Effie.
After he starts whispering a prayer to the Lady of Tears.
Yeah. Well, that's 2 successes right off the bat. Right.
Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Evgena's knees are treated in the med bay, which means that one knee will heal after only 5 days and the other one will heal after 7 days. But with the rest, you will regain your body points.
Yay!
Okay, so now Effie is rolling to see to Farzan's injury.
And I will be rolling the dice.
Okay, then.
One success. That's enough.
That's enough. That's all you need, actually, yeah. So your 5 days will be halved to two.
Yeah, two days for my arm.
And now Farzan is looking after Effie.
Yeah, sure. He has the shoulder thingy.
Yeah.
Right.
So many injuries. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Yeah, that's one success as well.
Mm. Okay.
We're all good.
Well.
Yeah, you are.
Well, we're on the healing track.
So does that mean we have to stay in the medical bay thing?
No, but you need to rest. You need to rest.
Boring.
We need to... Okay, so we're sipping tropical juice.
After everyone's been treated, where are we? Where do you go? What do you do? How do you do it?
Yeah, we're still in the med bay, right?
Yeah, finished treating each other. Like I said, 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to set the scene. Don't be an asshole, okay?
I'm eating popcorn.
Do you not know me?
All right. So Farzan is scratching his bandages. I think we need to make a decision here, Captain, and, well, Sarah.
Okay.
Should we... what should we do?
Well, I think we could definitely use this time... we need to heal to make some sort of a plan and some strategy for where we want to go. So, do we follow the Buryat nomads to the direction of the Nadir in the Gurdwara?
Or do we go and pick up the body of Amber?
I think the first option is good.
Well, you didn't know Amber, did you?
No. I didn't. I don't.
She was a very, very trusted pilot and somebody who was a dear member of our crew.
I think, if I may say, that she deserves a proper funeral.
I agree. But on the other hand, we need to go get closer to our mission, and we're very close at the moment. We've had a long journey behind us, and we're nearing the end.
So, what do you propose, Captain, that we just leave her down there?
Listen, that's not something that I do lightly, but I am just... I realize that we have a little time and we are very close to our goal. She was a trusted member, but now she's gone.
Forgive me for saying so, Captain, but... me and Effie, we've traveled with Amber for far longer than you. And for us, she was a valued comrade. Friend, even.
Well then, Farzan, what do you propose to do? How are we going to get there? Where are we going to... What are you going to do with our remains?
Well, we will give her a proper burial, as I said. I understand, however, our need for speed. So what I suggest is this. Maybe we could ask Abieya if they could recover the body for us. They're going down to the station, taking it over. Maybe they can keep it for a while, and then we can... when we have more time, have a proper ceremony.
Of course.
I just don't want to risk it being destroyed in the confusion.
So can we ask Clive to contact Abieya? Clive, you have to be...
on your toes.
On your toes now.
Yes, of course. Yes. Sorry, I was just monitoring... something.
Burst.
Yes. Good, Clive, that you are monitoring that thing.
Yes.
So,
you want me to contact the nomad ships?
Yes, we would like remains, the body of Amber, to be retrieved and kept safe until we can come and collect her and give her a proper ceremony when the time is right.
Should I just send a message to them?
Yes.
Very well then.
Well, Captain, please, it's the situation.
Composing a riveting.
Wait, Clive, wait. Abieya. Clive, wait. Abort, Clive, wait.
The situation.
Yes, Farzan.
I'm just saying the situation is chaotic over there. Maybe a message would be lost, you know, in translation, in communication. Maybe it's better to just.
The message was very poetic.
I'm sure. I don't intend to slur your poetic abilities, Clive. I'm just want to make sure that we really get a connection to Abyeya.
I understand, Farzan. I appreciate your faith in me.
Well then, can we get a straight call with Abyeya and talk to her directly? Is that possible, Clive?
Yes, Captain. Calling the Nomad flagship.
Hello?
Hello?
This
is a flagship of the Nomad fleet.
Hello? Hi, can I talk to Albert? No.
Hi, is that Abyeya home? Can I talk to her? Are you her big sister?
Do you know that we did this exact thing just a couple of episodes ago? This exact thing. We're calling somebody. Hello? Can she come out to play? Yeah. This is exactly.
Hello?
Really? Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Just sorry.
Hello, this is the Nomad flagship.
Hello, this is the captain of the Crescendo.
Oh, you've retaken your vessel. Very good.
Yes, we have. We had some unwanted visitors on our bridge, but now it's been taken care of. We would like to speak to Abyeya. We have a request to make.
She is down on the station. The station has been conquered.
Conquered?
Taken.
By?
Us.
He's like, bye, bye.
Who are you? I'm the Bori. I am the Bori.
I've forgotten about that.
Now do that all the time, just because you said the Peppa Pig.
So, yes. Whose idea was it to call Abyeya straight? Straight away.
Technically, it was mine, Captain. But
Farzan, yes.
Maybe you could ask them.
Yes. She's holding her hand over the
microphone. Maybe you could ask them to look for Amber's body. Give them a description and...
Why would they obey us, though?
Well, they owe us one. We created chaos, allowing them to get into the station.
Mm.
Opening the shields.
Yeah. Well, I can always try. Hello?
Hello. You know that trick with the hand over the mic? It doesn't work. You know that, right?
Right. Well.
And we got into the station perfectly fine without you. We did not enter through the hole that you left from.
Well, that's not our problem, is it?
Yes. And from what we've heard, our chaos allowed you to escape, not the chaos you created that allowed us to attack.
Anyway, potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
To look for your fallen comrade and save her in a freezer somewhere so you can pick her up.
Thank you. We're grateful. Mm. Have a nice day.
Ooh, so sassy. Do you hang up on her without waiting for the
No, I said have a nice day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, likewise, likewise.
Greetings.
Yeah.
May the messenger be with you.
May the messenger be with you, and may the icons bless your future endeavors.
Yes.
Oh, Captain, mention the prisoners of war.
Prisoners of war.
Very good, Captain. I was referring to the three captives we had in one of our cabins.
Sorry, Farzad, I can't hear you.
No, there was some...
The GM is laughing too loudly, sorry.
Bit of crackling on the line there.
Crackling.
Prisoners of war, you mean Hosni?
Hosni,
no,
the hostage?
No, I mean
sorry.
Three captives we have in one of the cabins.
Oh, I mean... Yes. It's my knees, you know. I'm having...
I don't know your
knees. Pain and the sedatives. I can't think straight.
It's all morphine.
I'm full of morphine and... All I can hear is blood opera in my head. Yes, Farzan, that's a good idea.
So,
what prisoners of war?
Well, the ones that had taken over our ship. The ones that we found on the bridge. The three nerds.
Technically, there were two nerds and a half nerd or well, whatever. Listen.
Evgen is being quite bright and
it's canon.
Yes, Father.
Okay, what do you want us to do with your two nerds and a half nerd?
Halfling nerd.
Yes, Father. What was the plan there to talk about them?
Well, we have prisoners of war. Maybe you'd be interested in what they have to offer, information-wise.
We have some high-ranking officers captive down there.
No nerds, though, maybe.
I'm sure plenty of nerds as well.
You can't beat a couple of good nerds. Like,
I think they might be quite clever when it comes to datagen.
Was it hard for you to subdue them?
Not physically, no.
Mentally, it was a challenge.
Listen, if you want to swing down to the station with your prisoners, you're welcome to do that.
Maybe we will just keep them here, then.
Yes, maybe we can have something... they can be a good... asset.
Target practice, perhaps.
Good idea.
Damn, you're dark. very well, then. So, may the icons bless your endeavors.
Likewise, be with you, messengers and ladies of tears.
Sorry? Yes.
Tear ladies and messengers.
Evgenia is not religious.
Fare thee well.
Fare thee well. That's well. Well. Well.
Okay, well. Hang up the phone.
Oh, they've hung up already.
Fantastic.
Well, that went well.
I'd just like to say, though, Miss Alpepa, please feel free to chip in. Do you have any useful ideas?
I didn't have a useful idea, so I didn't say anything. But I was wondering if you have... I heard rumors that you have an excellent hammam around here. Because I would like to use it.
Oh, is that where you're going after having contributed to the crew in such a brave way? Do you want to go and have a rest in the hammam? Is that right?
I'm tired now, yes. I would like to... No, of course not, because I ran away. You knew that I was running away, so why would you even say that? I'm just interested in recovering, just like sitting alone by myself in the hammam for a second. Is that okay for you? Can I get an affirmative?
I would like to know why you ran away in the midst of the battle. That's what I would like to know.
I would like to know...
No, I was asking you a question, and I am the captain. I'm asking you a question that I want an answer for.
Can we talk about this, like, some other time?
No.
Because
absolutely not. What were you running away from?
I got scared.
You're armed, aren't you?
I got scared. Okay? I love adventures, to read about them. But to take part in them is something else. And I'm not that very fond of being in the heat of fire. So I noticed. I wasn't aware of this, but this is what I felt. So I ran away to save myself.
I see. Well, I suppose then we will have to train you.
Okay.
Quite evidently we have to train you.
Okay.
I have a couple of drills in mind.
Good, Farsan. She's all yours. I'm sure you could find out where the hammam is just by hacking into the system of the crescendo. I think you know the way, don't you?
Huh. Yeah, but I wanted to be polite and ask for permission, but sure, I'll find it. She grabs her tabla.
Speaking of the hammam.
Yes, Clive?
How long do you want Hosni to be locked up for?
Is Hosni locked up?
Yes, I think that your prisoners already told you that.
You know, let's set him free.
Absolutely.
Opening cabin.
I didn't realize
either that he was locked up in our ship.
Are you here?
Hosni?
How fast was he running?
You were basically by... I mean, the med bay and the cabins are very close. They're basically adjacent. You hear a door... And you hear someone running out. Is it true? You're back. Praise the icons. I thought you would never come back and save me. They took the other one. They took Yesha. And you're back. Well, where is Amber? Where are we? What should we do?
We're just trying to think of that. Are you all right?
I was roughed up a bit, but I am fine.
Good to hear.
Who is this?
I'm Sarah.
This is a new, semi-member of the crew.
I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. So, are you hosting the hostage?
An internship for now.
Internship, okay.
Internship?
So she's more in the crew than I am, but...
Technically, Hosni, you're still a servant. A very valued one, of course, but... we will see. Let's see how things develop. I am sorry to inform you. And Farsan walks forward and claps both shoulders of Hosni.
Yes.
Yesha is gone. And also, we've lost Amber. Mm. It's been... The battle was tough down there. Mm. We were all badly hurt and injured.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to have to spend some days now to heal up. We were quite roughed up there. But we managed to take charge of the ship again.
Okay, well, just give me 10 minutes and I will have the hammam up and running.
Great. Perfect. Thank you. I was the one who helped them. That's why I'm here. So I kind of earned my way to be here. Just so you know.
Yes, maybe one day I will learn to be a crew member as well.
Maybe.
Maybe, yes. So, glad to have you back. Claps Farsan on the shoulder and bows to the captain. Nods to Sarah. Yes. I'll be over there, okay?
Thank you, Hosni.
When he leaves, Farsan turns to the others and says, he did not seem too upset about the death of his friend.
No, I know. And not too roughed up either. Seemed like he was in pretty good shape.
Clive?
Yes?
Would you mind keeping an eye on Hosni?
Indeed, I can. I have become quite adept at that.
Yes, that's not... Yes, good. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy to be of service.
Yes. Indeed. How about we set sail, as they used to say in the olden days, for...
For Gurdwara?
Yes.
I think so. Clive?
Yes.
Can we get the crescendo steering towards Gurdwara? Immediately.
Indeed, Captain. Do you want me to steer the ship now that Amber is no longer here?
Yes, please.
Can we also get some sandwiches or something like kawa?
I'm speaking to Clive now, Sarah. I am the captain and I'm speaking to him. This will have to wait.
Oh, okay. I was hungry, sir.
Setting course for the Gurdwara system. Clive the pilot, steering away.
Sarah, I would just like to speak to you just for 2 minutes about how things work here on the crescendo. Clive is not our chef.
No. Could he be?
So you would have to, for the moment, prepare your food for yourself. But we have a canteen. There's still food there. You can go down and get some.
But the servant
guy... Clive will not provide you with food, okay?
Okay, but the servant guy, can he maybe, if I would feel a need to get sandwiches...
Well, he's down in the hammam now, isn't he?
Yeah, but for a long period of time...
Oh, for goodness sake. Sorry, for the sake of the messenger and all the icons, will you just go down to the kitchen and get the food yourself?
Well, just 1 second, please. I just wanted to say that sometimes I sit for a really long time with my tabla and I do important work, and sometimes I feel like I need a sandwich. So, but okay, I'm detecting that you're getting a little bit annoyed with me. Is that correct?
That would be a correct observation, yes,
okay.
Sarah.
Then I will go. Okay. And she leaves.
She wants everything served on a platter, that one.
Well,
you told her, good captain.
Well,
she will indeed need some...
Get me a sandwich here. Get me the hammam open here. My goodness. She's quite a little princess, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a softie. We'll see what... We can make something of her yet.
All right. The ship starts setting sail indeed towards the Gurdwara.
Gurdwara!
Gurdwara! So
Gurdwara is indeed a planet.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like planets.
Yeah.
We can't land on them.
But we can sure watch them.
You have your Volkswagen, you can land with that.
Oh, that's true. Did we... Yeah, we docked with that one. Did we manage to keep it in the hangar?
It's in the hangar.
Door have been blasted open.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm asking. But maybe Effie has managed to repair it.
We can just hold it tight, can't we?
Please get your back into it. Just hold it, hold it.
I've been in cars like that. You have to hold on to the door, otherwise it will fall off.
Yeah, but
I'm joking.
But I think a ship would have some kind of
emergency.
Some kind. The scarab would have some kind of, you know, magnetic stuff on the landing gears or something.
Yeah, so it can hold the ship in place. Yeah.
Or there's a big, like some straps and chains there that you can, attached around it.
Yeah. It's strapped down.
Since Jacob isn't here, I think when you go back to the Scarab to land on Gurdwara, he'll stay on the ship repairing the hangar doors.
Okay.
What are you rolling for?
You don't know.
No, that's why I'm asking.
What are you rolling for?
No, I actually just rolled for his engineering skill, technician skill. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, this is not a very long journey to the Gurdwara, but you do heal up a bit. 6 points for those who you have lost a few. Ooh.
6 points of healing.
Mm-hmm. 6 hours of resting, so you get 1 body point up per hour.
Oh. So, sorry then. I was down to 2, and I have 7 normally, so...
You're up to full.
So I'm up to full again, yay! Nice. So,
And your mind points as well.
All good. So the kneecaps healed, everything A-okay.
No, the kneecaps take a few days.
Yeah,
but your body points, so you can start taking damage.
Can I walk? Crutches?
I mean, it's both kneecaps.
Wheelchair?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Please.
That's a nice look.
Evgenia in a wheelchair. Yeah. Hover wheelchair.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Hover wheelchair. Yeah.
You for certain have one on the crescendo with all the shit you have and all the debt you owe.
Yeah.
She's quite enjoying her hover wheelchair, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's whooshing around the corridors.
Like Professor Xavier.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we do anything while traveling?
Mm. Maybe it's a good thing to... I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm going to read up a little bit on where we are going, because I've never been there before, so...
I like the sound of that, Sarah. That's a good call. Evgenia looks approvingly with respect at Sarah when she says that.
Mm. Okay, you may roll for culture.
2 successes.
2 successes.
Excellent.
Mm. You knew already that the Gurdwara was part of the 3 colonies. So these are... 1 space station and 2 planets, right? Yeah. Serpent belt, which is a belt around one of the planets, around one of the suns of the Narmada system.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the 2 planets, Gurdwara and Zainad. Zainad was the one you was just left.
Yeah.
And Gurdwara is the one you are going to now.
Mm-hmm.
It is a desert planet. There are rumored to be diamonds to be found here,
nice.
But this is not has not been confirmed. It's only rumors.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the Buryat clan is here for some reason or another. And you also find with your 2nd success that there seems to be some kind of Ikiroi population on this planet as well.
Mm.
Okay.
And they were the ones who were excavating the stuff in the other...
Yeah, the island people.
Zainad, the island people.
Yeah, and in the serpent belt.
Right, yes.
Slaves, like enslaved by the...
Slaves.
Both by the nomads and by the Free League.
Yes, indigenous people. No one really knows how long they've lived here.
Mm-hmm.
and they can only be found in the Narmada system.
Right. It seems to be also populated by Ikiroi slaves. So, how long does it take us to get there?
6 hours.
Can also... Is it just one person can roll for culture and, like, there's no more information we can get? If other people roll for culture, it's just the one thing.
No, you helped out, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so that's the roll.
Okay. Desert, diamonds, good to know.
Diamonds.
Mm. Is there anything else we can do to sort of locate the Buryat clan there? Like anything? I'm just thinking...
Yeah, you can have... You can have the Crescendo send out sensors to try and find settlement, life forms, stuff like that.
That would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To send out sensors. So what would that be? Would that be...
That would be Datagen.
Datagen, I've got one.
Ooh.
I think we have...
Speciality.
Well, I can help with that.
Well, and I think Effie should be able to help as well, right?
Sweet.
Yeah, he has Datagen as well. So that's a shitload of dice.
So this time I'm not going to roll like on the paper. I'm going to roll on the table so you can hear the sweet sound.
Biggest handful of dice I've ever seen.
For Coriolis, I think it's the biggest hand of dice ever. It's a few successes.
Yep.
Two is actually...
Only two. Do you want to pray the icons?
Yes,
we need as much info as we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Taking my fourth darkness point.
Fourth.
Happy now.
We like to live dangerously.
Wow. Oh, no, I've written them down thoroughly.
I'm sure you have.
Two more successes. Oh, three more successes.
Five successes total.
Oh, that is amazing.
That's like 50% of the dice.
Mm. Yeah. All right, not too shabby. Yeah, you find tons of information.
Nice.
Yeah.
You find a mountain range on the northern hemisphere.
And then?
And there you find clear signs of, like, advanced technology.
And then?
Settlements or just...
I'm taking it piecemeal so you'll understand it and have time to write it up and, you know, write it down.
Yes. Yeah.
You also find some scattered life forms here and there. A few villages, judging by the size, they seem to be villages. Some in the mountains and some in the surrounding desert. Some like far away. Not on the other side of the planet completely, but far away. But... most of the inhabitation seems to be centered around this mountain range. And, so there you find first one major settlement where you find, like, signs of advanced technology. Mm-hmm. And you also find patches of smaller settlements in those mountains where you don't see any sign of technology at all, basically.
Right.
And since you rolled so very, very, very well, you can also use one of those to realize that there is a fleet here. A big fleet of ships.
Like in orbit.
Hundreds of ships.
Oh, dear.
In orbit around the planet.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, is it Buryat?
Yes, you see that from the censoring.
Sensors. Okay. So there are Buryat fleets around
the
planet.
The entire
Buryat clan is here.
Oh, oh wow. Okay. Okay.
I think we found the mother ship in a way. Or like
mother,
you know,
of all.
Where everyone is flocking to. Okay.
Yes.
Exciting.
And that's where we end the episode.
Oh, come on.
I was just going to say something cool about vengeance, but I can save that for the next episode.
Do it.
Vengeance!
You have some time to think of a cool line for Farzan.
I want to go to Gurdwara now.
Yeah.
The goodies on Gurdwara.
There's goodies
on Gurdwara.
Goodies on
Gurdwara.
Yes.
Nice.
Goodie bags for everyone.
Desert planet, and I just saw Dune for the second time week ago or so I'm super stoked about having you arrive on a desert planet where some evil colonizers are using some indigenous people there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe some sandworms.
But I wrote this way before I saw Dune, so...
I still haven't seen Dune.
Oh, you should.
People,
it's really good.
Always say that it's so good.
And yeah, it's really good.
I haven't seen it. I just know the band called Dune in the 90s. Like, million miles from home. Na 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 na. Okay, nothing.
No, no, no. But have you seen the old one? The Lynch one? With
yeah, I have. Of course.
Of course,
the David Lynch version. That actually,
it Matthias and I, we're the proper nerds here.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Hey, I know it was David Lynch who also directed Twin Peaks, so I know that too.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's mainstream info.
Huh? What? Hey, what did you say?
Titty Joe. Titty Joe.
It's a titty joke.
Again?
I always knew that when people talk about Twin Peaks, I go,
oh. Why?
Sorry, we started with boobs, we ended
Let's
with
boobs.
Let's
get some snow on That's those Twin good. Peaks and see you next time on Sweden Rolls once again.
Listen to Sweden Rolls, playing Coriolis by Free League Publishing, starring Jakob Hultkrantz Hansson, Mattias Redbo, Ingela Lund, and Anneli Heed. If you like our podcast, please tell a few friends about us and spread the word about Sweden Rolls around the world. And if you really like our podcast, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/Sweden Rolls. There we have a bunch of bonus one-shots, character prequels, music, bloopers, and at the higher tiers, you even get to play RPGs with us in Sweden Rolls. You can also write a review of our podcast at iTunes or Google Play or wherever you listen to podcasts. But make it a good one. The music for Sweden Rolls is composed and produced by myself, Andreas Lundström. Until our next episode, goodbye and farewell.